We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, health conscious viewers. Thank you for joining us on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Join us 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 907.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 17 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Kotuth, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Sinho Cable TV, Yongjia Le Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast.
In today's news, Britain donates almost $3 million to help Somali refugees in Kenya. In green news, students in Syria form a club to protect the environment. In peace news, school children in the Philippines unite to foster a harmonious culture. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, May the 19th, commemorates the passing of prominent Estonian artist Kristjan Raud, who was born in Virujagupe Parish in 1865. Mr. Raud was well known for his pencil and charcoal drawings and his strong connection to Estonian folklore. In addition, he was the acclaimed illustrator of Estonia's national epic, Kalevi Poeg. In efforts to preserve the cultural heritage of Estonia, he was one of the founders of the Estonian National Museum in 1909 and the Art Museum of Estonia in 1919. May outstanding artists such as Mr. Kristjan Raud continue to vividly portray unique and wonderful cultural traditions for all to appreciate.
Fly-in news. Earthquakes struck U.S. and New Zealand. Beginning Friday, a wave of over 20 earthquakes struck Kodiak Island of Alaska, USA. Centered southeast of the city of Old Harbor, the tremors measured up to 6.1 on the Richter scale. In New Zealand, on Saturday, a strong 6.7 magnitude earthquake shook the Kermadec and North Islands. On Sunday evening in Southern California, USA, a 4.7 temblor and aftershock were felt across the entire Los Angeles area. Thankfully, no tsunami warnings nor major damage or injuries were reported in any of the cases. We thank heaven for the safety of the residents in the quake-shaken regions. May such potential disasters be eased through our kinder actions to help restore the world as a safe haven for all.
Large numbers of people infected with the new H1N1 virus.
Confined livestock conditions behind many serious epidemics.
The total number of confirmed swine flu cases worldwide is surpassing 9,830 across 40 countries.
With cases in Japan continuing to soar and tallies already high in Spain and the United Kingdom at more than 100 each, the World Health Organization, or WHO, is closer than ever to raising the alert to level 6, which means that the swine flu has become a pandemic.
This and the production of a swine flu vaccine are the focus of discussions at a five-day meeting this week among health officials from WHO's 193 member states.
Presence of the virus has now been confirmed in several countries in the Southern Hemisphere, where epidemics of seasonal influenza will soon be picking up. We have every reason to be concerned about interactions of the new H1N1 virus with other viruses that are currently circulating in humans. Moreover, we must never forget the H5N1 avian influenza virus is now firmly established in poultry in several countries. No one can say how this avian virus will behave when pressured by large numbers of people infected with the new H1N1 virus. As I said, an influenza pandemic is an extreme expression of the need for global solidarity. We are all in this together.
Experts have already warned of the possibility that the current swine flu cases could develop into a severe pandemic similar to the one in 1918 that claimed 100 million lives worldwide in just 18 months.
Dr. Anne-Marie Kimball, MD, a specialist in emerging respiratory diseases in the U.S., shared in a phone conversation with Supreme Master Television how most infectious disease arises from contact between humans and animals in confined spaces.
I understand that a number of viral epidemics in the past have come from the animal kingdom. Could you speak to that?
There's a long history of many, many of these different pathogens originally being with animals, and then animals get them from us as well. So it's kind of a back and forth trade, if you will, the closer that we are to animals. You certainly have heard of E. coli 0157H7, and that, of course, comes from cattle into humans, and that's probably been related to the consolidation of feedlots in the United States over the last 25 years. So I think, you know, as you go back and study each one, there will be an animal link and often an animal source. Some of the studies that have been done by the FAO, for example, indicate that when you have intensive poultry agriculture with thousands and thousands of birds in a barn, superimposed on very high-density human living, that combination had a lot to do with sort of ecologically tipping us into what we were facing with bird flu, which is recurrent outbreaks among poultry flocks, but also human cases of bird flu, which were 60% fatal.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Dr. Anne Marie Kimball, and all those working to clarify the significant health threat that comes from raising animals for food. As we join in sorrow for the lives lost, we continue to pray for a minimized effect of the swine flu as people unite in opting for better health through a sustainable, safer, vegan diet.
An animal-free diet reduces type 2 diabetes and obesity. A study by researchers at Loma Linda University in California, USA, found that all types of vegetarians were at less risk for obesity than meat-eaters, with vegans the lowest at an average body mass index, or BMI, of 23.6 compared to meat-eaters at 28.8. Furthermore, the occurrence of type 2 diabetes in vegans was also lowest at 2.9% in comparison to meat-eaters at 7.6%. These results support previous findings that the risk of obesity and other health conditions can be minimized and even treated by a plant-based diet. Our appreciation, Loma Linda scientists, for providing factual information about the numerous health benefits of a compassionate veg diet. Let us quickly restore our well-being through lifestyles free of all animal products.
Vegetarianism in religion. The Baha'i Faith. Regarding the eating of animal flesh and abstinence therefrom, know thou of a certainty that, in the beginning of creation, God determined the food of every living being, and to eat contrary to that determination is not approved. Selections from the Baha'i Writings on some aspects of health and healing.
Buddhism. All meats eaten by living beings are of their own relatives. Lankavatara Sutra.
Gaudai. The most important thing is to stop killing, because animals also have souls and understand like humans. If we kill and eat them, then we owe them a blood debt. Teachings of the Saints.
Christianity. Meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Holy Bible.
And while the flesh was yet between their teeth, ere it was chewed, the wrath of the Lord was kindled against the people, and the Lord smote the people with a very great plague. Holy Bible.
Confucianism. All men have a mind which cannot bear to see the sufferings of others. The superior man, having seen the animals alive, cannot bear to see them die. Having heard their dying cries, he cannot bear to eat their flesh. Mencius.
Essenes. I am come to end the sacrifices and feasts of blood, and if ye cease not offering and eating of flesh and blood, the wrath of God shall not cease from you. Gospel of the Holy Twelve.
Hinduism. Since you cannot bring killed animals back to life, you are responsible for killing them. Therefore, you are going to hell. There is no way for your deliverance. Adi Lila.
He who desires to augment his own flesh by eating the flesh of other creatures lives in misery in whatever species he may take his birth. Mahabharata, Anu.
Islam. Allah will not give mercy to anyone except those who give mercy to other creatures. Hadith.
Do not allow your stomachs to become graveyards of animals. Hadith.
Jainism. A true monk should not accept such food and drink as has been especially prepared for him involving the slaughter of living beings. Sutra Kritanga.
Judaism. And whatsoever man there be of the house of Israel, or of the strangers that sojourn among you, that eateth any manner of blood, I will even set my face against that soul that eateth blood, and will cut him off from among his people. Holy Bible. Blood meaning flesh.
Sikhism. Those mortals who consume marijuana, flesh, and wine, no matter what pilgrimages, fasts, and rituals they follow, they will all go to hell. Guru Granth Sahib.
Taoism. Do not go into the mountain to catch birds in nets, nor to the water to poison fishes and minnows. Do not butcher the ox that plows your field. Tract of the Quiet Way.
Tibetan Buddhism. The offering to the deities of meat obtained by killing animate beings is like offering a mother the flesh of her own child, and this is a grievous failure, the supreme path of discipleship.
Zoroastrianism. Those plants, I, Ahura Mazda, or God, rain down upon the earth to bring food to the faithful and fodder to the beneficent cow, Avesta.
Everybody knows that vegetarian diet is good for health and to save the planet. There will be awakening their own great compassionate loving self nature, and then their level of consciousness will rise up automatically, and they will understand more than they ever did, and they'll be closer to heaven than what they are right now.
Germany aids Yemen with 95 million euros. During the annual meeting between representatives of Germany and Yemen, the German government announced plans to donate increased assistance totaling 95 million euros for the 2009 to 2010 fiscal year. The funds will go towards programs in water and sanitation, as well as education and job training, among other areas. At the meeting, Yemen's Minister of Planning and International Cooperation, Abdul Karim Al-Arabi, conveyed his country's appreciation of Germany's support. Germany, we also send heartfelt thanks, and Providence bless your continued generosity toward brethren in Yemen. May your nations prosper in shared fulfillment and friendship.
Esteemed Uruguayan writer departs. Mario Benedetti, well-known novelist and poet of Uruguay, has passed away at his home at the ripe age of 88. Mr. Benedetti enjoyed much recognition during his lifetime, receiving the José Martí Ibero American Prize, as well as Spain's prestigious Queen Sofia Poetry Award. He authored some 80 books that have been published in 20 different languages, with his most renowned including The Truce and short story Left Wing, which has become a classic in Latin American sports literature. Our sincere condolences to the family and loved ones of Mr. Mario Benedetti, whose influential legacy lives on for readers worldwide. May his soul rest peacefully in the eternal love of the divine.
Finland and Sweden join to encourage further cooperation. In a meeting co-chaired by Finnish and Swedish Prime Ministers Matti Vanhanen and Fredrik Reinfeldt, the two countries acknowledged their long history of harmonious relations and agreed that a more formal affiliation of all the Nordic nations would give them greater presence in international affairs. Prime Minister Vanhanen spoke in particular of a Nordic representation for the G20 Economic Forum that would include Finland, Sweden, Denmark, Norway, and Iceland. We laud your amicable and progressive gathering, Your Excellencies and statespersons of Finland and Sweden, wishing you the best in your future affiliations, as we look forward to the day that all nations work in similar harmony to better the world.
Lithuania elects first woman president. Winning a resounding 69% of the votes, President-elect Dalia Grybauskaitė is now set to become the Baltic nation's fifth president and first female head of state. Having served as the country's previous finance minister, as well as current European Commissioner for Financial Programming and Budget, the newly elected president thanked the Lithuanian people for their vote and affirmed her optimism that with fellow citizens' continued confidence, they would emerge a prosperous nation. Our warm congratulations, President-elect Grybauskaitė, and the people of Lithuania. May your nation's new leadership grace the land with peaceful stability and abundance.
Save Our Planet, Ghost Fishing, a Threat to Marine Environment. A combined report from the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, and the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, warns of the growing threat presented by ghost nets, abandoned or discarded fishing gear left in the oceans that continues to ensnare and kill marine life for years.
United Nations Undersecretary General and UNEP Executive Director Akim Steiner said that the lost and abandoned fishing equipment, which accounts for 640,000 tons of ocean litter every year, joined other causes of marine loss such as acidification and the rise in deoxygenated dead zones. He went on to say that these challenges must be urgently addressed if our seas are to be maintained for this and future generations.
Our thankfulness, Under Secretary General Steiner, United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, and the United Nations Environment Program for this valuable report on the dangers imposed on our oceans. May the international community move swiftly toward action to preserve the lives of our ocean-dwelling co-inhabitants.
During the March 2009 Juice Fast for Peace video conference in California, USA, Supreme Master Ching Hai once again spoke, as she had previously, of her concern for humanity's future on the planet. This time she explained some of the dire consequences related to overfishing.
As for fish, overfishing of the seas has already resulted in imbalances such as the so-called dead zones everywhere in the sea that do not support life. Dead zone is the area of sea sometimes as big as Texas that no life in there at all, no fish, no shrimp, nothing live in there because there's no oxygen. There's another condition called acidification, where the lack of certain fish has contributed to higher ocean acidity, which in turn reduces the capacity of the ocean to absorb CO2. And the ocean is a very complex ecosystem, where every living thing has a unique function. So removing even a small fish for humans to eat creates an imbalance in the sea. Anything God puts on earth is for a purpose. We should not kill anything, we should not eat anything except plant-based diet.
Save our planet. Asian forests and peatlands face frequent fires as weather warms. A recent U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration, or NASA, study showed that from the years 2000 to 2006, fires in forests and peatlands of Malaysia, Indonesia, Borneo, and Papua New Guinea doubled the carbon emissions released into the atmosphere above the region. Analyzing data through a carbon-detecting NASA satellite, the researchers also found that reduced rainfall associated with climate change caused fires to last longer and produce 10 times more carbon emissions. They warned that the warming effect of these carbon emissions will themselves cause more frequent droughts in climate-sensitive areas such as Borneo, thus leading to more wildfires. Our sincere appreciation, U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration scientists, for revealing this connection between fires and global warming. We pray that all precious rainforests and peatlands are treasured and protected to sustain the balance of the planet.
Save our planet. At the recent United Nations Forum on Forest biannual meeting, the 192 member states of the UN agreed on the need for intensified global action to protect the world's forests from climate change, loss of biodiversity, and desertification.
Save our planet. Ornithologists spot a migratory bird called the Dorian Redstart in a wildlife reserve in eastern Nepal, with this find bringing the country's total bird species to 864.
Save our planet. U.S.-based NASA climate scientist Dr. Gavin Schmidt, author of Climate Change: Picturing the Science, calls for better reporting on climate change to include engaging imagery to help foster better understanding and action.
Save our planet. In a first-of-its-kind assessment of the insect world, a team of international scientists find that at least 1 in 10 species of dragonfly and damselfly are on the verge of extinction due to environmental pollution of their larval stage water habitats.
Save our planet. Noting the international community's sustained focus on global warming, Ivo de Boer, Executive Secretary of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change, expressed his confidence that an agreement will be reached at the upcoming UN conference in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Hi, I'm Rigo, the red deer, and this is my son, Dindi.
Hello everyone, Dad and I are both vegetarian.
You got that right, son. Let's share our tip on helping the environment.
Yes, Dad. A way to care for our fish and other water friends is to be a part of the stream restoration project.
Many communities have volunteers who safeguard their precious waterways by planting native shrubs and trees near stream banks that are in need.
That way, the water is better protected from erosion and will be healthier for the fish and other animals living in it.
Please consider joining a local group today to beautify the streams and rivers in your area.
Thank you for watching, and thanks for being veg, going green and saving the planet.
Here's the weather in some cities around the world.
In humanitarian news, Great Britain donates almost $3 million for Somali refugees. Great Britain's Department for International Development will provide the funds to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The contribution will be used to improve shelter, nutrition, emergency needed provisions, water, hygiene, education and the safety of the Dadaab refugee camps in northeast Kenya. Our sincere thanks, Great Britain's Department for International Development and United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. God bless your commitment to our Somalian brethren. May all people be graced with a security, plentitude and a viable future.
In green news, earth-loving organisations flourish in Syria. A number of groups have sprung up over the last 2 years to share environmental information and practices. The Green Syria Association, for example, was begun in 2007. It is one of the country's first voluntary after-school conservation organizations, made up of both students and parents. The youngsters at the school are carrying out various energy-saving steps, such as turning off lights, reducing water usage, and recycling. Founder of the organization, schoolteacher Miss Zaida Sakhlula, said, "What matters most is that reducing the consumption of water and electricity has become daily behavior for our students." Kudos, Ms. Zaida Sakhlula, the Green Syria Association, and all others involved in endeavors to preserve our one and only home. May we soon see our planet restored to her verdant and magnificent state. Up next on Noteworthy News, students in the Philippines promote a culture of peace. We'll take a quick stroll in nature and be right back. Please stay tuned for more virtuous news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, peaceful news for a united world. In peace news, youngsters in the Philippines pledge to become advocates for peace. Students, aged 5 to 12, are part of the Kids for Peace project, organized by the Office of the Presidential Advisor on the peace process. It has the goal of supporting harmony and finding friendly means of resolving challenging situations among children. This is accomplished through activities such as games, storytelling, and dance. Presidential Advisor on the Peace Process, Avelino I. Razon Jr., lauded the youngsters for showing the importance of peaceful relations. Congratulations on your commitment to a safe and friendly world. Kids for Peace, Presidential Advisor on the Peace Process, Avelino I. Razon Jr., and Office of the Presidential Advisor on the Peace Process. May our world reverberate with the spirit of goodwill and brotherly caring.
Please join us for a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled, Used to It.
Một anh lính nhường chỗ cho một cô gái trẻ trên xe buýt. Cô gái nói, cảm ơn, anh đúng là một người lịch sự. Anh chàng kia nói, ồ không, tôi là một trung sĩ.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
Being veg, I'm thankful for my health and well-being. I never knew it would feel so good to save the planet. Barbara from USA.
Beautiful Barbara, we so agree. The plant-based diet is versatile, healthy, compassionate, and planet-saving. Enjoy your delicious veggie food and please share with all that we have everything to gain by being vegan. With heaven's blessings to you and all your kind American co-citizens.
Do you have a Heartline today? We welcome your Heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May you always feel the infinite love of the Creator. We'll see you next time.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
In his speech to mark the 2009 International Day of Families, former UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon highlights the importance of the mother in the family, especially in children's healthy development.
As part of her visit and commencement address at Duke University in North Carolina, USA, celebrity talk show host Oprah Winfrey was presented with an honorary Doctor of Humane Letters degree.
Representatives from China and Formosa or Taiwan begin the largest unofficial cross-straits meeting to date, noting that improved relations are bringing the two closer together.
Widening the opportunity for a lasting peace, 22 groups in Nepal announced they have sufficient support to form a coalition government.
A U.S. study shows that women taking folic acid supplements the year before their pregnancy and into the first trimester can reduce the risk of premature birth by up to 70%.
Leaders of the Independent Filmmaker Project and United Nations officials partner to create an annual forum on ways that international film documentaries can help address global issues.
A single mother from Washington State, USA, named Lenita Regis, returns more than $270,000 that was inadvertently deposited in her account.
France pledges $16 million in humanitarian aid to be directed toward the urgent needs of internally displaced Pakistani citizens fleeing civil conflict in the Swat Valley.
Deborah Madison, author of the award-winning Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone, recommends designing a main dish around a favorite vegetable that everyone in the family enjoys.
After being cleared of all charges in the U.S. Guantanamo Bay facility, Algeria-born Lakhdar Boumediene joins relatives with permission to reside permanently in France.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.